Welcome to the Concrete Genius Podcast. I'm your host, Sauce McKenzie. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Greetings, peace, and blessings. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, celebrate life, celebrate family. We are here. We are blessed. You are now rocking with Sauce, S-A-U-C underscore McKenzie, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. How are you this evening? I'm great. I'm honored. Glad to be back on this microphone. I know it's been a minute. Had a lot of things going on in my life. Things had to get handled. Business had to get handled. And I did it efficiently. 2024, new year, new beginnings. Things gonna be more steady. And I'm just happy to see y'all. Happy to be here back with y'all. It's always business as a man. When you a black man, a man period of any race, but when you just a man, business has to get taken care of. And that's just what it is. You know, it's life. You know, you get in it to win it. But when you strong, your strength has to apply to where it's needed. How was everybody holiday? I ain't do too much, man. I just really just chilled. Spent a lot of time with my son. Kicked it with my family. Watched some games. I just relaxed. Like, I'm at that age where it's like, I just like chilling. You know what I'm saying? Seeing a little family. I wasn't feeling the best. I think I had been around somebody with some germs. So I didn't really get out as much as I normally do. But I still had a great time. I mean, it's the holidays. It's the time not only for you, like, to see your loved ones, but for you. You got to recoup your own time, your own mental peace. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always, like, shit, I always love the holiday. Even when I was a shorty, like, I love the holidays because I love the idea of having a reset. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoyed that. I took advantage of that. And I ain't gonna lie, man, I had a lot of reflective moments over 2023. I accomplished so much. You know, my year was so compartmentalized. I was blessed to turn 50. You know, my business was thriving. I had some amazing interviews, amazing content getting put out. I traveled. Miami, Philly, Vegas, Jersey, Chicago. I was there. You know, I was moving around. Texas, Seattle. You know, I was moving around. I had my boots up under me. That's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking about a young man who grew up, you know, standing in cheese lines with his mama to get some free cheese. So, like, I know I had a run, and I'm going to always have a run while I'm popping that fly shit, because that's the psychology of me. Now, as I mature, that's always who I am. But I'm trying to get, of course, like, one of my goals for 2024, I'm trying to use less profanity, you know, and trying to be more positive and uplifted with every second of life. That's probably one of my biggest goals for 2024. But nah, just being reflective of 23, it was a blessing for me. And I really don't understand until I reflect on it how many people's lives I impact, you know what I mean? From my family to the kids that I've coached previously, I had 3 or 4 open gym sessions. I had like 50 kids in the gym on just some quick Instagram boom. You know what I'm saying? I had that. Podcast was rolling. I had some amazing interviews with legends, nationwide legends. My digital footprint is international. You know, some of my connections I've made in the business world, you know, and through social media, like, are extremely established. You know what I mean? So I've really solidified Concrete Genius Media. You know what I mean? Had a couple of tweets with 30, 40 million views. got a new ride, you know what I'm saying? Upgraded some things. Just did it all in 1 year. And then I started working in a school. So I'm like a resource monitor. I mentor the kids and I coach girls basketball. So I'm doing all that in the course of a year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking like, damn, I could have did more. I ain't doing enough. And then I just had to think like, bro, you doing everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean? So I'm coaching. Then my son come home. He blessed to come home for a couple of weeks. JUCO, you get a couple of weeks break for Christmas. He had a couple of weeks. We was able to work on some things, refine some things. His work ethic is second to none. Now it's just about us getting together, knowing what to concentrate on, what to attack. But I think we made a lot of progress. It's always a blessing as a father to hear those type of things, telling you you've done something well. It's just a big blessing, you know. I grow, he grows. You know, and we, you know, we like to hunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, we hunters. If you hide the food, we got to get it anyway, so we got to hunt for it. We want it. And while I'm hunting, I'm still eating. But we hunters, we Loudons, we hunters. His mama's side, his mama blood, they hunters. So it's in his blood. Like, so no amount of discrepancy, adversity, coaches leaving, whatever you gotta do, we here. We win. Cause we hunters. 2024, I look for prosperity. I look to better myself. I look to value my time more wisely. I look to impact another generation of kids. I had to really sit back and talk to God and understand what a blessing that is for me to just have a whole nother generation of kids I'm impacting. I know y'all see the hat. Man, fresher than the Board of Health. ConcreteGeniusMedia.com, man. That's ConcreteGeniusMedia.com, man. WeDon'tMiss.org. That's WeDon'tMiss.org, man. Tap in, follow me, follow the websites, check me out. We build graphics. You see that graphic there? That's me. I got more of them. We build graphics. We build websites, man. We make commercials. We make jingles. We do it all. I got engineers. I got graphic designers. I got producers. I got, I said graphic designers. I got everything you need. So you need to tap in. 2024 is strictly business. 2023, it was business. I was enjoying it, but I was still on some Tupac shit. Somebody say something, I'd be talking something. Knowing I'm really saying something about somebody, all that's a waste of breath, waste of energy in 2024. Everything I do in 2024 is going to be for the betterment of my business or my family or my peace of mind. All three warped into one. So those are my goals for 2024. Curse less. I'm so handsome, so intelligent, so articulate. I draw so much attention. I don't have to use profanity. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get your attention. Just by my stature, my demeanor, my charisma, I'm going to get your attention so I don't have to use so much profanity. So that way, if I do get the opportunity to start getting on platforms and speaking on panels and things of that nature, I won't be so inclined to have to stop myself from cursing. If I just start it now and make it a habit, 21 days, something becomes a habit. So I just start trying to curse less every day. And that's my goal. And just growth and serenity. You know, as men, we got to talk about, and this is very interesting because I want to speak to people, men and women. I know I have a high concentration of men, but I have a few women listening, and to my women listeners, to all my listeners, I sincerely appreciate you. But for my women listeners, I really appreciate you because you really searching for something at a higher level. And I'm not saying men and women are competing intellectually, but what I'm saying is what men talk about, or what a certain man can talk about, can strike a group of men intellectually, can also strike a group of women. So when you're able to you know, cross-gender your conversation and speak to intelligent people or people who maybe have some type of trauma they've been resilient from. And people don't know how tired they are, or people don't know how strong they are. You know, I make pie for those type of people. And I wanted to really bring in 2024 on this first day that we honored to have by God. And I wanted to highlight a few things. And one of the first things I want people to understand is that time is real, right? Time is real because every day you have less of it. I don't care if you're blessed to live to be 105. Time is real. Now, the sooner you know that, the sooner you can become the best version of yourself. And that may be a process. But if you understand how much time is real, you can always set yourself to be on the proper track to reach your greatness. That's why a lot of dudes, or people, women also, but a lot of people who've been incarcerated, they come home and they live well because they understand the construct of time and how little of it you have. That's why people sometimes who come from like hard environments where you really had to scrabble to eat, they understand time. That's why somebody could come over here from Iran or Africa and go to med school and pay attention in school all day because they had to walk 13 miles to school. So waiting on a bus in the cold is nothing. Like getting an academic scholarship is nothing because they value the time. You know what I mean? So time is very real. It's fleeting. So, and people used to always tell me this, and I think it was God, people trying to penetrate my shield of stubbornness or hostility that I carried from such a young age by telling me things like, man, holding grudges is a waste of time. Being angry is a waste of time. Let it go. Don't let people get to you. And I'd be like, man, forget that, bro. You talking to me crazy, bro? It's up. Like, what you mean? What you mean you said this? Like, who you talking to? Like, oh, man. I done been on so many. I might start listing my top 25 suicide missions that I probably been on. Because I had no understanding. I knew I loved myself, but I don't know if I love life from my behavior. And then I got to be put in a situation where I understood that time is real. You start losing your dad, your mom, your grandma, your uncles. When you start understanding time is real, you start saying, damn, I wish I wouldn't have never yelled at my mama that time. I wish I wouldn't have never yelled at my sister, you know? She's not here no more. I wish I wouldn't have never got off the phone with my brother to go lay up with a broad. We could have talked 7 hours. Now I can't call him. That's when you start understanding time is real. Damn, I just got out. I'm 27. I'm renting a room for my sister. He's got cribs and apartments and cars, going to Virgin Islands. I gotta get there. You know what I'm saying? That's that bring that kind of hunger. That's what I'm talking about, that hunger to make you understand time is real. And even when you understand it, you ain't maximizing it because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not loving right who you're supposed to be loving right. You're not being honest with everybody you need to be honest with. And you're still spending time doing something that you ain't got no business doing. And those are the things that you're going to regret the more you realize how real time is. And it's been such an overwhelming feeling and development with me that it took me a couple of weeks to process it. I really felt like it was God talking to me, the understanding of being comfortable with the balance of the rest of my life. You know? And I really had to decode it and take a moment of clarity. And, you know, thankfully my son was here, so we was able to get on the basketball court 2-3 times a day. That's therapeutic for me. And I was able to process it. And I was able to backtrack times, people I missed, and arguments I held on to, and grudges I held on to, and things I wish I would have did differently. Times I wish I would have told somebody I loved them or not been worried about that little change or whatever, because I started realizing how real time was. You start thinking about that time you had fun, and it gets farther and farther away. Now, I'm not saying I ain't had fun yesterday, but what I'm saying is that time you say, okay, well, damn, you look at yourself in the picture, and you be like, damn, I was looking young. You think you look young now, right? But then you'll see a picture, you be like, damn. Or you'll realize, you'd be like, man, 2007? That's 17 years ago. Somebody born in 2007, January 1st, is 17 today. And you was at the club. You know what I'm saying? So that's how real time is. I seen somebody, they... And we still on Time Is Real for now, but testing. Yeah, we back. I had to mute it. You know, a good engineer, I always mute your shit when you belch, but I don't want to risk. I have somebody engineer it, but I don't want to risk him missing it, so I always mute my own belches. But nah, on the Time Is Real, like, you'll understand one day, right? Like, what the fuck? You'll never, ever get that back. Now, the good thing about it is, if you maximize it, you're going to appreciate it. If intelligent conversation was shared, you're going to appreciate it. You're going to roll with it. But if intelligent conversation was not shared, you're done. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you're taking with you. ConcreteGeniusMedia.com, ContendersClothing.com. Use the code WeDon'tMiss20 for additional discounts on all the gear that the pros wear. UFC and all boxing categories. The majority of the boxers, the number one gear for all boxers. Wearing boxers is Contenders Clothing. You look at any big fight in Vegas, you're going to see somebody rocking Contenders Clothing. Any big MMA match, any sponsorship, anything big. That's our business partner, our sponsor, ContendersClothing.com. Use the code WeDon'tMiss20. But time is real. You know what I'm saying? And like, shit, you can be stubborn if you want to, but you start looking up and you start, damn. Your favorite basketball player started dying. Damn, not Moses, nigga, Wilt. You know, first, that's what happened when you little. The old niggas that was old when you was little, they started dying. Okay, all right, Wilt. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like that. Then you start seeing people die by accident. You know, you young, somebody like Lynn Bias or something. You're like, damn, that's messed up. Then you start seeing athletes, you know, people that played, that's dying young, like Reggie White, and she like, damn. And you start classmates, 28, 29, 30-something, heart problems. See, these are things people be scared to talk about, but you got to talk about, because time is real. That's why I always talk about God is good, God, because I know I've lived a life that's been half honorable and probably partly wretched. You know, conniving. Whatever it was, sin it was, I probably did it at a young age. You know what I'm saying? So I always say God is good because I honor him. I always say, man, God, forgive me. I always do a cross because I pray for my soul. That's why I give so much to these kids. Like, I do work on my soul for all the things I did at a younger age. You can never get that back, but time is real. And God gave me time to get right with myself. God gave me a brain to impact people. God gave me the conversation to uplift people, children of all ages, young and old. That's a blessing. And he also gave me the vision that time is real. I had the honor going to church with my son. You know, we kicked it. I was in there with him, prayed next to him, prayed with him. It's just a good feeling, you know. He been going on his own. You know I should be going. I was raised in the church. I kind of wanted him to seek religion. I pushed him to. I always prayed. We always had church bases. But as he got older, he started going more regularly, becoming a church member. And so I just took it upon myself to go with him while he was here. And going to church that week allowed God to talk to me even stronger as a vessel. Just the strength of the sermon. You know, knowing your purpose, knowing your value, maintaining your value. You know, all that just brought me back to the conclusion about time. And it's real. And that leads me to mental warfare. Welfare. I knew I was going to say warfare when I wrote it, and I still said warfare. But maybe because it's welfare slash warfare. Let's be honest. You a man. You feel exhausted. You still got to find a way. You're a man. No matter the relationship with the moms, no matter relationships, what you was going through, no matter if you had a record, you didn't have a record. You're going to feel a burden about your kid's future. As a man, you're going to be tired. Somebody's going to start off a sentence and say, I know you're tired, but... And that's fine, because that's what men do. We hunters. But it gets tiring. You start thinking about the males in your life as they get older. How are they loved? How are they appreciated? Old men. Now I see old men, 60, 70-something. I see their wife talking to them crazy. I'd be like, man, ain't no way. But who knows? Maybe that's the only sense of touch and human compassion he gonna get in his life. Think about that dynamic. You see, mental welfare in a relationship you in is very important to get established early. You have to have a baseline with the person you're in a relationship with, the people you come in contact with the most, and people you work with, possibly depending on the environment you work in. And you have to speak about what makes you uncomfortable, what your boundaries are. And you don't have to have deep, long out therapeutic conversations, but you do have to lay the groundwork for your batteries, your boundaries, because you got to protect your mental welfare. And you also got to learn how to say no. A lot of us, men, we haven't been saints. A lot of us probably done some trifling shit. A lot of us has probably done some trifling stuff to somebody that loves us. Multiple times before. It might not be the person you with now, it may be. But we all have. We've all been taking risks where we said we could have been a better brother, better son, better anything, better friend. And I know in my case, you know, I had a hard stretch of a time where I wasn't telling people no. And thankfully, my father was alive. Rest in peace, John Richard Lyle. My father was alive. And he starts, you gotta say no, boy. Like, you don't owe nobody nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You doing your thing. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? You don't owe nobody nothing. You gotta start saying no. Cause saying no to them is saying yes to yourself. Excuse me. I was like, oh shit. It's brilliant. You know what I'm saying? And ever since then, I understood that battle. But sometimes I lose that battle. Cause you ain't taking time for yourself. As a man, what do you like to do? Cause sometimes you can ask a man, like, how he doing? He'll start to tell you, what do you got to do for somebody else? What you like to do? What's your therapy, my brother? You know, I know the family good because I know you. I know the quality of man you are. This hat is so ill. Shout out Tyrese Halliburton and them boys, man. Nate Smith and Cats, man. All them niggas, man. Miles Turner, them niggas. Them Hart, all them cats. Obi Toppin. Shout out to them niggas, man. They done brought a new energy to the city, all-star year two. But nah, man, like mentally, you just got to say no sometimes. Because you're going to get old, bro, and like all you got is your mental health. Because it's harder to establish your boundaries when you get older. You know, you got to establish them. Especially if you're going to cohabit, you're going to marry someone, you're going to love somebody for the rest of your life. You got to be talked to in a way that's acceptable for your mental health. And theirs. But I'm talking about you. You know, it's a reason, right, where, like, that men check out before women. Especially single men. Like, I understand the numbers between prison and, you know, other factors and just the numbers, the dynamics. I understand some of the struggles single women have. It's not hard. It's kind of hard sometimes to find a good dude that ain't either below your standards or at your standards, but ain't taking advantage of the number advantage that he got. You know what I'm saying? So it is hard for single women, but like it's hard for single men. Unless you got like a rotation, and you a player, you stable, you got all your stuff together, and women like being around you. Man, I seen some dudes drive quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, drive quick. So, you got to have your boundaries to know, okay, bam, before I drive quick, what makes me comfortable? What do I want from somebody? What do I want from my kids? How is this relationship with my kids going to grow? Yeah, they might be talking a little crazy, but I'm going to still set the boundary, let them know, hey, like, you ain't going to be talking to me like that. So that way, they're going to understand time is real one day, and they're going to say, damn, sorry, Dad. Sorry, Mom. Because they understand time is real. But I connected my mental welfare, planted a seed, to say, hey, I don't like how you sounding right now. And then it comes back when they understand time is real. We go there. And then, and this will be for my middle-aged gentleman. And I ain't middle-aged, like 30 and up. Because you probably drinking and smoking and partying. I mean, you gotta fight for the battle yourself. You're going to be a 40-year-old man one day, 45-year-old man one day. What you want your body to be like? Do you want to be able to walk through the mall without getting out of breath? Do you want to be able to tie your shoes and throw the football with your son and maybe play some pickup basketball or at least walk through the airport? You know, without, you know, now you got other problems. You may have some knee issues, foot issue, that's different. But I'm just saying, just because what you scarfing down or your refusal to exercise, you got to fight for yourself. It don't cost you nothing to say, man, let me walk around a block. Let me walk up some stairs. Let me get a Planet Fitness membership. $10. Now you better be ready to be signing them niggas till 2168. But that's a different story. But something. Because being in shape, first of all, the health benefits, your heart rate, your blood pressure, all the other things go with, like your cholesterol, all the other things go with being in shape. But then the way you feel, the way your clothes look, your confidence, and it makes you look way, way younger. A lot of people don't understand it. Like, that's why you could, like, I could see a picture of myself when I was heavier. Probably, what year was that? We built the other crib. Probably 2009. And I look probably older than I look now because I was chunky. Man, you get that stomach on you, bro. Especially if you tall, bro. You get that Deacon stomach. That shit hard to come off. You know, same women. You see women being, boy, that 20, 25 is not coming off. That shit is with you for life. Lifetime contract. Some people can get it. Like, I know some dudes been trying to lose their gut for 17 years. I was like that. I was in a rut. My shit, I was in like 3 years. But I found a little cheat code, you know, get my shit down. And no, I'm not telling you. Nah, this is what you eat, man. You want to lose your stomach, bro, it's just in what you eat, man. Like, red meat, pork is definitely a no-no. Fried shit, other than maybe twice a week. And that's if you're working out 6 times a week. Fried shit means fried rice. Anything that got fried in its name, bro. Hamburger, fried chicken, French fries, nigga. Like, anything. And then bread and potatoes. If you really try and lose weight, like a lot of weight, you got to stop eating potato chips, bread, potatoes, red meat, pork, fried foods. And honestly, a lot of people drink their calories. So you're going to have to stop drinking. Alcohol is a bunch of useless calories. And you're going to have to stop drinking dumb shit. I mean, shit you might ain't think good for you. Them fucking Minute Maid juices and your orange juices and your pops. You too old to be drinking pop. You 41. Why are you drinking a pop, man? You just drinking an orange pop in the middle of the day. You 29 years old with 2 kids. Why are you drinking a pop, bro? You ain't got no water. You know what I'm saying? You are you 9? The fuck are you doing? Get some water, cuz. I remember I had a neighbor, man. This nigga was cool. I was about 4 years older than him. Nah, he's about 4 years older than me. But he was cool, you know what I'm saying? Divorced nigga. But he had some player in him and shit. I go over there and smoke with the old nigga. I never forget, he was the first nigga that used to tell me about papers. Cause you know, I was a big blunt smoker and shit. He'd be like, man, get you some papers, bro. That blunt paper, that shit poison. That shit like a pack of squares. Whatever. Like, man, cause I used to love them purple switches. He'd be like, anyway, you know, that shit fucked up. But that nigga right there, he'd be like, bro, I got like, fifty things on my mind I'm gonna break down, right? How can I break them down? How can I break them down? I tell a nigga how to break them down. I tell a nigga how to break them down. And then this nigga swore. Oh, I know what I was finna say. This nigga swore, right? We used to argue about sugar, right? I used to tell niggas sugar was poison. Sugar was poison. And he used to always tell me, oh man, blunts is poison. I used to tell him sugar and pork is poison, nigga. I'ma live longer smoking these blunts than you gonna live fucking with that poison, right? So this nigga, I came over there one day. He got some bras over there, man. This nigga was making a pitcher of Kool-Aid shit, bro. Hey, man, I flamed that nigga so bad, my nigga. You 33 years old, grown. You a grown-ass bachelor, nigga. You in here making Kool-Aid, nigga. The fuck is... Yeah. But the moral of the story is you got to battle for yourself, man. I know I'd be all over the place like space. And, you know, I have people tell me like, damn, bro, you be saying something. Sometimes you start going over here, you go over here. I don't know, my shit's schizophrenic. I hate to use that word, but it just be all over the place. It's like art. Like you see a bunch of graffiti on an overpass, you're like, that's hard. I don't just look at one thing, I look at the whole overpass. And that's how my mind works. But you got to battle for yourself. You got to love yourself. You got to stay in it to win it. And you just got to have like the desire to get better every day. Because life going to whoop your ass, bro. Like, I'm just going to keep it a bean with you. Like, 15, 18% of the time, this shit going to whoop your ass. Keep that shit around 20, under 20. And then about 4 to 5, 6% of the time, she's going to really whoop your ass. So it's what you do with that other 74-75% that's going to make you or break you. You know what I'm saying? If you got a desire to look nice or have nice things, that's what you got to work for. I was always a nigga like, I wanted to be fly. I like new clothes. You know, growing up, you know, I used to have that one layaway bundle. I tried to stretch that out the whole year, wasn't working, to maybe make it till Christmas. But Christmas, I used to want toys over clothes. And then I started understanding, like, nah, you know, I need clothes. I'm a player. I don't need nothing to play with. About fifth grade, I was like, yeah, I need clothes. And I started getting my own money. But I just always had to battle for myself. And I've been through, like, depressed moments. And I done been down about things. I done been feeling low before. But I just talked to myself, like, I got to get up off the mat for me. Ain't nobody going to get me off the mat. I got to get me off the mat. And that's just what you got to do when you at a low point. You got to fight for yourself. And like, if you do feel alone, have that one person, Lord willing, that you could call. Even if you ain't got to talk about what's bothering you, have you somebody you get a good 10, 15 minutes with. Get that up off you. You know what I'm saying? Get that 10 count up off you. Get up off the mat. You know what I'm saying? Fight for yourself. You having bad dreams, you missing somebody. I understand. I miss somebody every day. But I got to fight. I got to fight for myself. I got to fight for what's real. I got to fight for, like, the ability to continue and grow and get everything I want out of life. So that's why I don't let nothing. I just got to keep rolling. You know, even if I make adjustments strategically to what I'm doing, I keep rolling. And don't get complacent out here. You know? It's for my diehards. Don't get complacent. Complacency is easy. Because you'll be smoking other dudes. And you'll just be like, I'm cool. Nah, man, don't get complacent. Stay on your square. You know, I worked hard. You know, I did a lot. My body passed 2, 3, 4 years. I'm looking good, especially this year. I was nice, slim, and trim. You know, looking good. You know what I'm saying? Anything I put on look good. I just got that frame, that face. But, like, I started working. And in the beginning, I was still, like, get my 5 a.m., my 5 a.m., my 5 a.m.s, my push-ups, other stuff. Then something else happened. I coach or I'm podding or I'm doing this. And then I got complacent. I still look good. I'm still in shape. But I wasn't hitting it with the same veracity that I was in the beginning. In 2024, we exiting that. 2024, we try and give y'all Monday, Wednesday, and Friday slot at least an hour so people can see my face because I miss y'all too. You know what I mean? And then we just going super hard. Like in the gym, just going super hard. Like this year going to be dedicated to, I'm already be on my cardio. That's why I don't really get fat. And then I'm just going to be dedicated to the weight. Like I just said, fuck it. I just woke up with the mentality today. Like, man, I'm going to lift like I'm 35. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just fighting complacency. You know, when they say dudes be having a midlife crisis, I don't know if that's what this is. I think I had a whole life crisis. I ain't never want to be complacent. Like, I know what it's like growing up not having nothing. Your clothes don't fit right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? Your lights is off or something. You know what I mean? I know what that feel like. So I was like, I understand doing the best you can. But I was just like, I know it's things I want and it's things I'm going to have. It's a way I want to look when I walk in a room. It's a way I want to feel. So that's always had me, even at this age I'm at now, that has allowed me to fight complacency. So I'm giving you some game. It's up to you to peep it, man. Follow us on all socials, man, on Facebook, Concrete Genius Media, on Instagram, Concrete Genius Pod, Twitter, Concrete Genius 6, TikTok, Concrete Genius Pod, YouTube, Concrete Genius Media. Put it all together like the raffle tickets, man. I don't care how it goes. I'm just giving you game when I speak. I know it's been a minute. So I want to deliver so many nuggets that you can feed all the little cousins, all the twins. Grandma can get a few. Your auntie can get 6. Big boy playing football can double back and get a few. That's how many nuggets I leave you with. So I don't care about nothing but making sure the people that take the time to listen to me and watch me benefit from hearing me. And we're going to grow together. Like 2024 is going to be a spectacular year. 2023 was flat out amazing. But now we can't get complacent. Now we got to put our foot to the pedal, to the metal, to the gas, to the floor. Choom. Nah, I like car takeoff like that. Choom. Damn. I got a speed ticket. I was going so fast. I was going to Detroit. I was probably going 'Dude showed me some love. I was probably going, I hate to say how fast. I was probably going about 105. I don't know what my addiction is with speed. I've always been like that. When I was a teenager, I rode motorcycles, mopeds. First thing I want to do is get it to 60. We used to peel cars. I give me a 98. First thing I want to do, I want to do 120. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is about speed. I don't know what it is about going fast. I don't know what it is. But I had a need for it. And sometimes I still get heavy-footed. I'm not as bad as I used to because speeding tickets are one of the most unnecessary costs in the world. Just another part of the scam that they scam us out of hard-earned money that they already tax us on to work and to live and to fish and to drink and to eat and to smoke and to cut lights on and to have plumbing and to pay for infrastructure on the streets. And I still got to get a speeding ticket on the highways that I get taxed for my entire life. I should get 3 of them wrote off. That'd be a good idea. Like, you running for president, you want my vote. Every American that's been up on their taxes should get 3 free speeding tickets. 3 warnings. Oh, you good on your taxes? Boop. You helped build this motherfucker. This is a warning. It's your first one. Boop. Oh, this is your second one. Boop, this is your third one. Okay, boop, now we hitting you with the 280 or whatever, because they're going to hit you. Yeah, so I was doing about 100, 105. And I usually spot them, you know what I'm saying? Because I be floating. Like, I usually spot them. But this time, I don't know if I had looked down or something, like my shoes. I don't, something happened. But for some reason, I think I looked at the, it was a song and I was like, oh, this shit hard. And you know how you quickly try to look at the screen? It's the screen like that, right? But it's here, but you still got to look at it, right? So I'm trying to glance at the screen real quick and be like, this shit hard. Who is this? Like, who singing this shit or who rapping this shit, whatever it was. And then when I looked up, he was looking dead in my fucking face. I was like, ah, this finna ding my ass, right? So I started going slow, pull over, getting the other lane and shit. He jumped out. He ain't flick at first. That nigga weaved through like three motherfuckers and flicked on my ass. But he was cool, though. He was cool. I ain't gonna lie. Because he could have made that shit a lot worse. So I paid him. I paid that little cheese. You know what I'm saying? Paid that little cheddar and went on about my business. So that's one thing I got to get better on, my driving, my speeding. Got to slow down a little bit. Analyze shit. What else I got for 2024? Oh, you know, I think I had gotten to a space in 23. I was living so good that, and this is, it's not contrary to what I said earlier, it's actually an extension of it. I don't want to pay attention to nothing this year, but I also don't want to have like no unnecessary time or concern about how you feel about what I got to do for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, as time gets more real, you got to do what you do for you. What makes you happy? Man, pigeons make you happy? Go buy some pigeons, bro. Animal sounds, bro. New towels, new underwear, whatever it takes, bro. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Miami. What makes you happy, bro? Sitting on your back porch, smoking a cigar. Whatever makes you happy, you find that. And you don't let make you don't allow anything other than emergencies to allow you to deviate from that. If you got a goal, you listen to me and you a college basketball player. And your goal is say, okay, man, I'm not playing enough. Your job is to say, what am I going to do to be different? He don't like me like the other guy. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to make myself different. That's the thing you got to remember in this life, bro. Like, lock yourself in. Make yourself different. Don't let people make you waver from what you got to want, what you want. What's your destiny? God gave you the talent to have a destiny. It's on you to have the willpower to attack it. How do you attack it? Are you sitting on waiting to fall? Lord, you say I got a destiny coming. Are you saying, man, it's supposed to be my destiny, I'm working? Or are you attacking it? Are you studying harder? Are you hitting the gym? Are you promoting your business? Are you making the moments count with your family? Are you attending sporting events for your kids? Are you giving back to the community? Are you praying? How hard are you going? And then that's when you're going to get your destiny. Because your talent already got you there. That's God's part. It's your willpower to not be bothered by these earthly distractions. Check your screen time. Put your phone down sometimes. Stop scrolling. Take that scroll time and put that time into you. These words are brought to you by the Wise Sauce McKenzie, SAUCE underscore MACKENZIE. You're one and only. Let me leave you lonely, man. They did a thread of 70s babies. And I was like, oh, I was reading some of the comments. You know, we're some good looking people, right? And people on Twitter so young, they like, damn, 1970. And I'm like, damn, that ain't that bad. But then I'm thinking, I'm like, if I was born in 2000, right? And I'm 23. Say I'm born 2001, right? I'm 22. And then I meet somebody born in 1970. That's the equivalent of me meet somebody born in 1940. So then I started understanding, like, I mean, compared to where they at in time and where we at in time, I understand it. But I'm going to be on this app getting it in. Shout out Lamar Jackson, man. Lamar Jackson, one of them niggas just make you feel good, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, every few years, black people get you one of them. You just get you somebody to make everybody feel good, man. You know, you get your Michael Jordan, Floyd Mayweather, Lamar Jackson, LeBron James type, you know, just Serena Williams, Venus Williams, you know, early Tiger, you know, you just, somebody make you feel good about what they got going on, you know. If that was your guy, Obama, you know, Oprah, people like that, where the majority of blacks get a good feeling from seeing them. And that's where Lamar at right now. You know, Lamar reminds me of, and this is my Lamar Jackson take. Lamar Jackson reminds me of Randall Cunningham. Because I've never seen a quarterback that could dominate the game, like totally dominate, like be better than you in everything, running and throwing like Randall Cunningham. And the only person that's ever been close to Randall Cunningham is Lamar Jackson. Now, I know a lot of people say Mike Vick. Mike Vick was great. Mike Vick is one of my favorite players. I won a lot of money gambling in barbershops and places and garages. People had the game set up. Mike Vick, I won a lot of money. Mike Vick, one of my favorite players all time, ATL. But Mike Vick, medium range, he right there. But arm-wise, I don't think, running-wise, I think he might be the best out of all of them. He right there. I ain't going to shit on Vic. I think Cunningham, it's Cunningham, Jackson, Vic. But anyway, to my point, I don't think Mike Vic really beat you a lot with his arm. You know what I mean? I think Jackson can dominate you with his arm, with his legs. I think Cunningham could dominate you with his arm, with his legs. I just ain't seen nothing like it, you know. He captures the attention like Mike Vick. You know, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, just whatever, as black people. I'm talking about black people who, you know, like black people had like black teachers. You know what I'm saying? And like black ass grandparents and shit, you know what I'm saying? Get that switch. It's always a group, you know, somebody black you see make you feel good, you know what I'm saying? They can bring him up. It could be Mike Epps. Oh, that's my nigga. Make you feel good, you know what I'm saying? It could be Glenn Robinson. Big Don, that's the homie. Y'all. Whoever it is, it's always somebody make you feel good. And right now, that guy is Lamar Jackson. I love seeing him win a Super Bowl. I love to see him get to where he need to be, on top of the mountaintop, you know. I always had a liking for his game back when the Bill Polians and all them guys were saying, he's a running back, wide receiver, just slander, you know what I'm saying? Because the real fear is that people start standing on their toes and saying, nah, man, you ain't moving my son to wide receiver. You ain't moving my son to tailback. You ain't moving my son to safety. My son, the best quarterback on the team. And now with the advent of 707 gaining the same type of steam that AAU did in the early 2010s, late 2000s, it's a lot of more independent 707 teams. They traveling to Rocky Top. They traveling to Georgia. They traveling all over the place with the same AAU mindset. Until now you got these coaches, these brothers, who might have played in college. Some might have just been high school guys that was dominant, might have gotten a little trouble. They taking their money. You know, they hitting their mid-30s now. You know what I'm saying? 40. They done seen the OGs. They seen us go through it and program directors try to take your son off the QB spot. So now them guys are starting travel football programs, and they got black QBs coming through there. And it's a lot of black QBs coming through. In the next 10 years, ah, man. Like, all these dudes, 13, 14, 15, that's all they do is play quarterback now. Like, you know, we was probably 3-4 years too early. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, it's genius. And I've always, that story is to just say how hard it is for black men to be able to play the quarterback position. Because people always look at your talent and say, oh, I can move you here, I can move you there. When in reality, is you should put me at the best place you can put me for us to win the most and be that quarterback, be that point guard. I'm here. It's been a lot of flyness, man. We running up on an hour. I'm finna go watch this Michigan game. I've been getting my ass whooped like a nigga got caught stealing in Saudi Arabia. Philippines or some shit, Yemen. Getting my ass whooped on these bets, cuz, but 2024 is a new year. I already snoozed Oregon because I won focus. I snoozed a couple of more. I ain't snoozing Alabama. I like Alabama. I like Washington. We're going to see how it play out. Follow me on all socials. Like, share, comment on all these videos. I love y'all. I love my family, all my cousins, my kids, my nieces, my nephews. We in it to win it, man. I ain't perfect, but I'm trying. God bless. ConcreteGeniusMedia.com, man. We out. God bless, man. Love yourself. Time is real. Peace.